It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and North Posey Radio.
11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24-7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right, from tools to paint.
PlumbingDelay.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
And thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings against the Princeton Lady Tigers. Tonight's the second night in a row we've had the North Posey Lady Vikings on the radio. And last night didn't turn out so well, but hopefully that's behind us now, and let's look forward. And we got another matchup against Princeton. This is the second time these two teams have played each other. Last time they played each other was back on December 27th in the Toyota Teamwork Tournament, and North Posey escaped that with a 48-45 win over the Tigers. Thanks for joining us. Princeton comes in this game with a six wins and 11 losses, while North Posey currently has 11 wins and 6 losses. Coaching Princeton this year is Travis Connor. He's in his third season with Princeton. He has a 41-27 record with the Lady Tigers. He, in his first season with Princeton, they won a sectional championship. Then he's also got a 192-120 record in 13 years overall as a head coach in high school basketball. For North Posey, they're coached by Kevin Kolb. He's 11-6 in his first year at North Posey, and this is his first head coaching position. Last game for Princeton. This is really weird. Just to me, this part is North Posey beat Princeton 48-45 back on December 27th. Then last Saturday, Princeton defeated North Knox 54-51 in overtime. But then North Posey played North Knox last night and lost to him 66-32. So I don't know what to expect tonight on this matchup. So it's kind of throws me for a look. Blows my mind where this game's gonna go to. So I have no idea. I'm not predicting anything on this one. I'm just gonna call the game as it is and stuff, and we'll go with the flow. So, but as for common opponents, Princeton is 2-5, while North Posey is 4-5 against the common opponents these two teams have played this season. Over the last 20 years, these two schools have met 13 times, and Princeton leads the series 7-6. So that's where we are. Like I said earlier, North Posey's 11-6 on the year, 4-3 in the PAC, which is good for fourth place. Lady Vikings are 5-2 at home this year and currently on a one-game losing streak. North Posey averages 51.8 points per game, and they give up 48.6 points per game on the defensive side. As for Princeton, they are 6-11 overall, 4-4 in the PAC, good for sixth place, 3-3 on the road this year, currently on a one-game win streak. They average 49.2 points per game and give up 51.7 a game. Leading scorer for Princeton this year and having a very good year is Ailey Taylor. She's a junior guard. She's been on all season long and stuff, and a very dangerous player you cannot let, leave open at all. Another good player for them. They got a few good players. Raven Jones, she's a good ball player. She averages 9.2 a game, and Nia Dame averages 8.8 a game. And Dame had a very good game against North Posey last year, so you got to keep an eye on all three of those girls as well. They also got a big girl in the middle, Alexis Kermode. She averages 4.7 a game, but she pulled down 6.4 rebounds per contest. So, and she's about 6'1", so she's a pretty tall girl. For North Posey, they're led by Alyssa Heath. She averages 14 a game. Heath last night only scored 2 points last night, and hopefully she can rebound from that rough game last night and get back to her style of basketball tonight. So, and tonight is senior night for the Lady Vikings, and that they had a little ceremony a little bit ago celebrating for Alyssa Heath. She's the only senior playing on the basketball team, but they also recognized the student manager, Reagan Fortune. She's been with the team for 4 years, and she's really done a lot for this program, so I want to thank her as well. So she don't get recognized very often, but I want to make sure she gets recognized tonight. So thanks for all she's done for this North Posey program as well. But hopefully Heath gets back on track tonight and gets back to her old ways. She had 18 points back in the Pike Central game back last Saturday, and she had 23 points the game before that against Heritage Hills. So hopefully she can get back to her old style. Then Kylie Bender is the second leading scorer right now, averaging 9 points a game. Then Ella Weatherholt, 7.5 a game. Mallory Lewis averaging around 7 a game. And Jazz Ward at about 6.5 a game. So they're all pretty well balanced across the board here on the scoring. And there's a lot of players that do contribute to the offensive side of the ball and stuff. But Heath is the main player that you've got to keep her involved in on it as well. Another player I also want to mention as well, and I looked up a little bit, is Mallory Lewis. She scores 10 or more points in a game for North Posey. North Posey has not lost a game when Lewis scores in double digits. So that's another key thing that North Posey needs to look at as well. North Posey also got I was looking at the John Harrell website today and looking at the power rankings and stuff, and North Posey is the favorite team in that Forest Park sectional. And the pairings come out this Sunday on IHSA.org, the website, and that will start at 4 p.m. Central, and that will last about 2 hours. So if you wanted to watch that online, it's more welcome to, because they're going to announce all the pairings for the host state of Indiana and girls basketball this Sunday. North Posey's going to be in the Forest Park sectional, sectional 48, class 2A, where there'll be North Posey, Evansville Modern Day, Forest Park, Perry Central, Tell City, South Spencer, and Pike Central. So there'll be 7 schools in there, but North Posey is the favorite right now in the power rankings when I'm looking at it. And North Posey has not won a sectional since the 2014-2015 season. And they also won it the year before that, 2013-2014 year. They won it 2 years in a row there at that time. And that was under Coach Tracy Stroud. So hopefully they can get a championship back here again and put up another banner here in North Posey. So, but we are getting close. We're about 4 minutes away from the start of the game. But last night we had a couple games in the PAC. Like I said earlier, I talked about the North Knox game. North Posey lost to them 66-32. Then we had Northeast Dubois beat Forest Park 44-35. North Davies beat Pike Central 54-19. And Tell City beat Perry Central 53-50. There's 7 games going on tonight in the PAC. You got Boonville at Washington, Evansville Memorial at Mount Vernon, Gibson Southern at Heritage Hills, Princeton at North Posey. You got South Spencer at Forest Park, Tecumseh at Vincennes Reveille, and Wood Memorial at Southridge. So that's all the other games going on as well. So we are a few minutes away from the start of this game, but I'm going to go over one more thing real quick. Key wins for both these schools. Three key wins I found for North Posey has been against Evansville Central, Evansville Wright, and against Heritage Hills. Those are the three big wins I've seen them have this season. And for Princeton, was their last outing when they beat North Knox in overtime last Saturday, 54-51. So we're going to take a small break here. We're about 3 minutes away from the national anthem, so we're going to take a break for a minute. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26
and fasteners to lumber. They've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. Starting lineups for tonight's game go like this. For Princeton, starting for them will be playing guard number one, Nia Dame. The other guard will be junior guard number four, Ailey Taylor. Another guard is number five, Raven Jones. Playing in forward is number 24, Jemiah Buford. And playing in the center role, the center position, is number 15, Alexis Kermode. And they're coached by Travis Connor. For North Posey, their starting lineup tonight will go like this. Junior guard number three, Mallory Woods. Junior forward number five, Hallie Bender. Senior center number 12, Alyssa Heath. Junior forward number 20, Ella Weatherholt. And then junior forward number 23, Jasmine Ward. And Lady Vikings are coached by Kevin Cole. So we're about a few seconds away from the start of this matchup. North Posey comes in this game. They'll be the home team on the court tonight, while Princeton will be the away team. Princeton is wearing red jerseys with white lettering, while North Posey's going to be wearing white jerseys with red lettering. So they're just kind of wearing the opposites tonight. And we're about to tip off here. So game take off soon. And hopefully we'll see what happens here. Hopefully North Posey gets back on the winning track again tonight. And get back their old ways they've been playing this season. So they've had a good year this year. They've mastered winning total, their best winning total since in the last 8 years. So this is the best team they've had in the last 8 years. So and they're continuing. They still got another chance to win many more games this year. So keep it up. So let's see. He's going to jump up against Alexis Commode and the jump ball. There we go. That was quick. Princeton got the jump ball. Raven Jones got it. Texas three-point basket. She makes it. Three-point basket by Raven Jones. That was no time. 3-0 Princeton. Mallory Lugs on the ball. Give it to Bender. Back to Lugs. Princeton went to full-court press there. He takes a three-point shot. Goes up. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender gives the ball to Ward. Ward takes a shot. Goes up. It's good. It's a two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 3-2 is your score now. Princeton leads by one. Ellie Taylor handling the ball right now for the Tigers. Taylor being guarded by Lewix. Almost got a five-second call there. And the ball just went out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey. I don't even know that she was passing to. I guess somebody read their directions wrong or something. But North Posey got the ball back. Lewix trying to get across the timeline right now. And she just made it. Down to 7:07 left here in the first quarter. You just joined us. 3-2 is the score. Princeton leads by one. Lewis bounce pass in the middle to Heath. Heath goes up with it. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. Vikings lead 4-3 now. Up top to Jemiah Buford, and Buford has laid it up. Two-point basket by Jemiah Buford. 5-4 is the score now. More posies. Down by one. Bender trying to get the ball across the 10-second line. They get it across just in time. Lewis gets it to Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot. Goes up. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. Lewis goes up with it. Lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with the basket. Throws it up. No good. Rebounded by Raven Jones. Jones tried to make a pass. Got it deflected by Bender. Lewis got the steal. Bounce pass to Heath. Heath goes, lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 6-5 is the score now. North Posey's up one again. Nia Dane's handling the ball right now. Dane passes it back out to Camaro. Camaro takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender gives the ball to Lugs. Lugs bring the ball up the court for the Lady Vikings. Down to 5:57 left here. First quarter. Lady Vikings got a one-point lead at 6-5. Pass the ball in the middle there to Heath. Heath drives in. Passes it back out to Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gives the ball to Lugs. Lugs takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Mallory Lugs. 9-5 now. Lady Vikings lead. 30-second timeout by Princeton. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. Lady Vikings got a 9-5 lead. Good start so far here for North Posey. Way to put yesterday behind them and look forward to today. So that's a good start. Good start here tonight. Got two quick baskets by Alyssa Heath already. Got a three-point basket just made by Mallory Lugs. And Jazz Ward also got a basket. So looking good so far for North Posey. And it's looking like they're playing a little more comfortable tonight. That full-court press and the defense that they handled last night was a little overwhelming, I think, as well. But it's a good experience, too. I take that as an experience as well for them, to help them out in the future. So Preston's going to inbound the ball, go the full length of the court. Raven Jones is going to inbound the ball. North Posey's in a full court press now. They get it in to Nia Dame. Dame, bring the ball to the court for Princeton. Very dangerous ball player. They got to keep an eye. Raven Jones got the ball now. Gives the ball to Ellie Taylor. Taylor cannot let her shoot. Gives it over to Jones. Jones drives the baseline. Passes it back out to Kermode. Kermode drives the lane. Goes up with it. Missed it. No good. Rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt's handling the ball right now for North Posey. Weatherholt got across the timeline. Gives the ball to Lugs. Lugs still handling the ball, being guarded by Dame. Weatherholt passes it out the top of the key to Heath. He takes a dribble, then hands it off to Lewis. Lewis gives it over on the other side to Bender. Bender back to Lewis. Lewis passes over to Bender again. Bender was going to drive the baseline, decided not to. Pass it, kick it back out to Ward. Nice pass in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt got fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for two shots. And that foul's going number 15, Alexis Kermode. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going the line for two free throw shots is Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt had a good game last night against North Knox. She had 9 points in the game. 10-5 is the score now. She made her first free throw shot. 4:46 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings up by five. Weatherholt takes her second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. She goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 11-5 is your score. Lady Vikings up six. 4:43 left here, first quarter. Ailey Taylor bringing the ball to court. She got across the 10-second line. Pass it over to Nia Dame. And Dame just lost control of it. It's going to be over and back. Turnover by Princeton. So North Pole is going to get the ball back here at midcourt. 4:36 left here on the clock. Bender's going to inbound the ball to Lewis. Lewis bounce pass it over to Bender on a baseline to Weatherholt. Weatherholt takes a dribble, bounce pass it back out to Lewis. Over to Bender. Bender takes a three-point basket and it rolls over the rim. So Princeton's going to get the ball back here. 4:21 left here in the first quarter. 11-5 is the score. North Posey leads by six. If you just joined us, Nia Dame is bringing the ball to the court for Princeton. Dame lost control of it. Heath got the ball back. Oh, then Heath lost it to Taylor. Taylor passed it out to Dame. Dame takes a three-point shot. Off the rolls in. It's good. Three-point basket by Nia Dame. 11-8 is the score now. North Posey up by three. 3:55 left here, first quarter. Bender bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Bender got across the 10-second line for Lady Vikings. Bounce pass. And Bender just got called for 5 seconds. So turnover there by North Posey. And Princeton's going to get the ball back here with 3:41 left on the game clock in the first quarter. Ailey Taylor on the ball right now for Princeton. Pass it over to Buford. Buford back out to Raven Jones. Jones gives it back to Taylor or on the baseline to Dame. Dame gives the ball to Jones. Jones takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Heath. Heath gives the ball up to Lewis. Lewis brings it across the 10-second line. Passes over to Bender. Bender takes a jump shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Raven Jones. Jones bringing the ball to court for the Lady Tigers. Gives the ball to Ailey Taylor. Taylor drives in the lane there. Passes it back out to Jones for a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Raven Jones. Tied game again, 11-11. 2:55 left here, first quarter. Bender gets across the 10-second line for North Posey. Pass it over to Heath. Heath passes it out to Bender again. Bounce pass in the middle of Ward. Ward goes up with it. Boom, she nails it. Two-point basket. She gets a two-point basket, and she's going to go line for the three-point play. 13-11 now is the score. And that foul is number five, Raven Jones. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going in line for the three-point play is Jazz Ward. Ward takes her free throw shot. And it rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Raven Jones. Jones gets the ball to Nia Dame. Dame drives the baseline. Passes it out to Kermode. And Weatherholt just stole the ball from Princeton. Gives the ball to court to Ward. Ward lays it up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 15-11, North Posey leads by four. Ailey Taylor on the ball, hands it off to Jones, over to Dame. Dame gives the ball to Ailey Taylor. Taylor lost control of it. Dame goes up with it, misses it, no good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward gives the ball to Lewis. Lewis gets across the 10-second line. Bounce pass to Heath, back to Lewis. In the middle to Ward. Bounce pass to Weatherholt. Weatherholt banks it up the glass, and it's good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 17-11 is the score now. North Posey up six. 1:43 left here, first quarter. Haley Taylor brings across the 10-second timeline. Being guarded by Mallory Lugs. Taylor drives the baseline and gets fouled by Lugs. That's going to be Mallory Lugs' first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. In the game now for North Posey is number 14, Addie Murphy, for Kylie Bender. So Princeton gets the ball in bounds and get it into Ailey Taylor. Taylor drives the paint, takes a jump shot, goes up, rolls out, no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath gets the ball to Lugs. Lugs gets across the timeline, the 10-second line. Lugs hands it off to Murphy, who just came in the game. And it went off. I thought it went off a Princeton player, but they said no, it didn't. It's going to be Princeton ball. Murphy tried to make a pass, and it went out of bounds. So it's going to be Princeton ball here. 106 left here in the first quarter. The Vikings got a six-point lead. Give the ball to Kermode on the baseline, over the top to Key to Jones. Passes it over to Dame. Dame tries to drive the lane there. Dame loses control of it, and it's going to be North Posey ball. Another turnover there by Princeton. So Princeton's still playing a full-court press. And they got the ball inbounds. Over to Heath. Heath bringing the ball up the court. North Posey kind of got the numbers, but get it in the middle there to Weatherholt, and Weatherholt lays it up. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 19-11. Lady Vikings up by 8. 35 seconds left here, first quarter. Ailey Taylor handling the ball right now for Princeton. Gives the ball to Kermode. Kermode tries to drive the lane there. Gives it to Buford. Buford back out to Kermode. Over the other top the key to Jones. Over to Taylor. Taylor takes a dribble. Tries to drive the lane. Passes it back out to Jones for a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Kermode. Kermode gives the ball to Buford. Buford kicks it back out to Dame. Dame passes it outside three-point line to Kermode. Over to Dame to Taylor. Down to 3 seconds left in the quarter. Taylor takes a shot, and it's no good. At the end of the first quarter, North Posey leads this game by the score of 19-11. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland, bring you live back to here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. Getting ready to start the second quarter. North Posey looks good right now, leading 19-11 over Princeton. Princeton tied the game up at 11-11, and ever since the close out the first quarter, North Posey went on an 8-0 run and lead by 8 right now at 19-11. So North Posey got the ball right now. Lugs bounced pass in the middle of the Heath. Heath lost control of it, and it went off the hands of a Princeton player. So North Posey's going to get the ball back here, and they're going to inbound it underneath their basket. So Lugs going to inbound the ball. She gets it inbounds to Murphy. Murphy lost control of it. Jemiah Buford stole it from her. Buford gets the ball to Taylor. Good defensive move there by Murphy to stop that from getting an easy two-point basket. Taylor takes a three-point shot, and it's good. Ailey Taylor gets the first basket of the game. 19-14 is the score now. North Posey up by 5. North Posey gets the ball inbounds to Heath. Over to Lugs. Mariposa gets across 10-second line in time. Bounce pass to Weatherholt. No good. Rebounded by Kermode. Kermode passes it up the court to Ailey Taylor. Taylor's going to lay it up. And it's good. Two-point basket by Ailey Taylor. 19-16 is the score now. Mariposa only up by three now. 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Two quick baskets there by Princeton. Heath takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Raven Jones. Jones bringing the ball up the court for Princeton. Bounce pass to Taylor. Taylor takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Not good right now. 19-19 is the score now. Tied game again. So Princeton's on an 8-0 run right now. Actually, Ailey Taylor's on an 8-0 run right now for Princeton. So we got a tie game here at 19-19 with 6:26 left here in the first half. Jazz Ward's got the ball, and she just threw it away, and it's going to be Princeton ball. So costly turnover there. And North Posey's kind of are currently not having a rough time here in the start of the second quarter. So Princeton right now is on an 8-0 run right now here in the second quarter. Buford's got the ball, passes it over to Kermode. Kermode to Dame. Dame passes the top of the key to Taylor. Taylor got all the 8 points. Dame takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis gets across the 10-second line. Lewis takes a jump shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt got the ball taken away from her, and we got a alternating possession arrow, and it's going to go to Princeton. In the game for Princeton is number 20, Mia Young. Back in the game for North Posey is number 5, Kylie Bender for Jazz Ward. So Princeton bringing the ball to court right now. Raven Jones is bringing the ball to court for the Lady Tigers. 19-19 is the score. 5:42 left here. Second quarter. North Posey had a big lead in 19-11 and lost. And Princeton just went on an 8-0 run right now. Taylor handling the ball right now. She has all 8 of those points in the second quarter right now. Young handling the ball, gives it over to Taylor. Taylor still holding the ball, finally taking a dribble. Passes it to Buford. Buford takes a dribble, being guarded by Heath. Gives it over to Taylor. Taylor takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. Murphy looks up court to Heath. And good pass. Heath goes up with it, and Heath gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for 2 shots. And that foul is on number 15, Alexis Kermode. That's her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going the line for 2 free throw shots will be Alyssa Heath. He takes the first free throw shot, and it rolls out of the rim. No good. So back in the game for Princeton is number 1, Nia Dame, for Alexis Kermode. Heath getting ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. It's good. So she goes 1 for 2 there at the line. North Posey got the lead back at 20-19. Princeton bringing the ball to court. Raven Jones gets the ball to Ailey Taylor. Taylor gives it over to Jones. Jones takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender gives the ball to Heath. Passes it to Murphy. And Murphy just got it stolen from her by Buford. Buford got missed a layup. Bender got the rebound. Bender gives the ball to Murphy. Murphy handles it. Hands it off to Lewis. Down to 4:25 left here, second quarter. Mariposa got a 1-point lead at 20-19. Heath, bounce pass, middle there to Bender on the baseline. Bender decides to pass it back out. Throws in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. Banks off the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 22-19 is the score. Mariposa leads by 3. 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Ailey Taylor handling the ball right now for Princeton. Gives it over to Nia Dame. Dame tries to drive the baseline. And Dame gets good defensive move there by Mallory Lewis to get her hand in there on the ball. And we got that was a jump ball. And it's going to be North Posey ball now. So good defensive move by Lewis. Murphy trying to get the ball in bounds for North Posey. Gets it in And didn't get it in time. Another 5-second call on Norposi. So Princeton's going to get the ball underneath their basket here at 3:52 left here in the second quarter. Back in the game for Princeton is number 15, Lexis Kermode for Mia Young. Raven Jones inbound the ball for Princeton. Passes up top to Buford. Buford takes a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender gives the ball to Lewis. Lewis gets across the 10-second line. Lewis tried to pass it to Heath and got it stolen by Raven Jones. Jones gives the ball to Dame. Dame back over to Jones. Jones passes it over to the other side to Taylor. Taylor back to Jones. Jones decides to just pass it. Dribble back out with it. Passes it over to Dame. In the middle there to Buford. Back out to Kermode. Kermode gives the ball to Dame. To Taylor. And Taylor got called for traveling. One extra step there. Back in the game for Princeton's number 20, Mia Young. For Kermode. So Norpo's going to get the ball back here with 3:17 left in the second quarter. Lady Vikings have a 22-19 lead over Princeton. Lewis still handling the ball from Norpo. He gives the ball to Murphy. Murphy tried to make a pass in the middle there to Heath, but Ward got the ball, but missed the basket, and we got another jump ball. And it's going to go. The possession arrow is going to go to Princeton this time. So down 2:59 left here in the second quarter. Lady Vikings lead by three at 22-19. You just joined us. Very up-paced game, very fast-paced game tonight. And had a couple lead changes as well, and I'll go through all those at halftime. Jones takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath gives the ball to Lugs. Lugs brings the ball to court. Passes up the court to Ward. Ward gives it out to Lugs for a three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Heath. And we got another alternating possession arrow. This time it's going to Norposi. I wish I would have kept track of the alternating possession arrows because we're going to have a lot tonight. What it's looking. 2:33 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings still have a three-point lead at 22-19. Norposi gets the ball back. They're going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Bender gets it inbounds. And Raven Jones just stole the ball away from Ella Weatherholt. And she just got... That was another traveler. Ailey Taylor takes a three-point shot on the baseline. Off the rim, no good. And it goes out of bounds. Going to be Norposi ball. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Lewis needs help. And it's going to be out of bounds on Princeton. So Bender passed the ball in bounds to Lewis in the ball. She got tangled up with Buford, but Buford went out of bounds with the ball. So he's handling the ball right now for Norposi. She gets across the timeline. Hands it off to Lewis. Very aggressive game tonight. And they got 5-second call on Lewis. So another costly turnover for Norposi on that. They got to keep an eye on from doing the 5-second call, holding the ball and stuff. So Princeton's got the ball right now. Dame gives the ball to Taylor. Taylor passes it over to Buford. Buford still handling the ball right now outside the three-point line. Down to 145 left here in the game clock. Taylor on the baseline. Takes a jump shot. Goes up with it. And she makes it. She's going to go line for the three-point play. Ellie Taylor makes the basket. 22-21. And that foul is on number 23, Jazz Ward. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Norposi. Going the line for the three-point play is Ailey Taylor. Taylor's got 10 points in the second quarter already. Takes a free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. So Taylor tied the game up at 22-22 now again. Another tied again. Heath handling the ball right now. She gives it over to Bender. Bender trying to get across the 10-second line. She does. Pass it over to Heath. Heath takes the three-point shot. Goes up. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Ailey Taylor. 1:25 left here on the game clock in the first half. Taylor gives the ball to Raven Jones. Jones looks like she's going to drive in. Passes it out back out to Taylor. Taylor being guarded by Bender. Young. And we got a foul here on North Posey, it looks like. I think it's on Bender. That's on Kylie Bender. It's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. Princeton's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Raven Jones inbound the ball. Gets it up top to Taylor. Taylor tries to drive in the lane there. Gets it stolen away by Lewis and Ward. Gets the ball up court to Bender. Bender passes it over to Lewis. Lewis drives in the lane there. Lost control of it. And they said North Posey gets the hold to keep the ball. Ooh, that was close. 49.5 seconds left here, second quarter. And we got a timeout here. I'm not sure if it's a 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout, 49.5 seconds left here in the second quarter. Tie game, 22-22. Very fast-paced, very quick game so far. It feels like the clock's been running the whole time. So this is what's been going on so far. North Posey led by as much as 8 points ending that first quarter. Princeton fought back, went on an 8-0 run to tie the game up at 19-19. North Posey regained the lead back at 22-19, and ever since then, Princeton tied the game back up at 22-22. So it's been a crazy game so far, very fast-paced, and if you look down, you're going to miss something. So you got to keep your eyes on the game the whole time. So It's a fun game, make you nervous too watching it as well. So if you're rooting for one of these teams, so here we go. North Posey's going to inbound the ball. Lewis is going to inbound the ball for North Posey. She better get an inbounds to Ward. Ward goes up with it. It's good. 2-point basket by Jazz Ward. 24-22 is the score. North Posey leads by two. 40 seconds left here. In the first half, down to 37 now on the game clock. Taylor being guarded by Lewis. Gives the ball to Raven Jones. Jones takes a jump shot. Goes up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gives the ball to Lewis. Lewis gets across the 10-second line. Down to 20 seconds left here on the game clock in the first half. Lewis drives in the lane there. Goes up with it. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Mia Young. Young gets the ball to Taylor. Taylor hills the ball down to 7 seconds left. Gives the ball to Jones. Jones takes a 3-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Heath. And that is the end of the first half. After two quarters of play, North Posey leads this game by the score of 24-22. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the scoring totals for the first half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. We are at the halftime break right now. North Posey leads by 2 points at 24-22. What a crazy, upbeat, fast-paced game. This is probably one of the fastest games I've felt like I've announced in quite a while. The clock has felt like it's been running the whole time. We only had 2 30-second timeouts, and we only had 6 total fouls, 3 fouls by North Posey and 3 fouls by Princeton in this whole first half, and that's it. So it's been a very fast-paced game, and it's been run and gun, basically. Not very many, so that's about what's been going on the whole time. So I'm tongue-tied now talking about it. But first quarter, North Posey won the first quarter 19-11. They had an 8-point lead after one quarter of play. Started the second quarter, Ailey Taylor, the Tigers' leading scorer, she scored 8 straight points for them to tie the game back up at 19-19. North Posey got a free throw by Alyssa Heath to get the regain lead back at 20-19. Then from there, Ella Weatherholt and Jazz Ward scored two. Each of them scored a 2-point basket, and that's where we are right now at a 24-22 North Posey lead right now at the end of the first half. So Princeton won that second quarter 11-5. Individual scoring-wise in the first half, leading the way for Princeton is Ailey Taylor. She's got 11 points all in the second quarter. Raven Jones has 6 points. She scored both 2 3-point baskets in the first quarter. Nia Dane's got 3 points, and Jemiah Buford's got 2 points. As for free throw-wise, Princeton's 1-for-1 from the free throw line in the first half. For North Posey, they're led in scoring by 2 players. Ella Weatherholt and Jasmine Wark each got 8 points in the first half. Both of them playing very well and much needed. They're getting those points in the paint. Melissa Heath's got 5 points, and Mallory Lewis has got 3. So that's their scoring right now. And North Posey is 3 for 5 from the free throw line here in the first half. In the first half also, we have 3 ties and 4 lead changes, what's happened so far in this first half. So kind of a crazy game, but it's been fun. But hopefully North Posey can get their momentum back up again the way they've been playing and come walk out of here with a W. So hopefully we can pull one off there tonight. So, but we're about a little under 2 minutes away from, or a little under 3 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grime can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation through your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. Getting ready to start the third quarter. North Posey leads this game by 2 points at 24-22. Thanks for joining us tonight. Been a fun, very fast-paced game, and I believe Princeton's going to get the ball to start the third quarter. So Alexis Kermode's going to inbound the ball. She gets the ball inbounds to Ailey Taylor. Taylor on the ball right now, being guarded by Mallory Lewis. Taylor passes it to Buford. Buford passes it over to Jones, over to Dame. Dame gives it to Kermode on the baseline, back out top to Key to Taylor. Taylor hands it off to Buford. Buford gives it to Dame. Dame passes it back out to Taylor. Taylor would have thought about taking a shot and decided not to. Out to Jones. Over on the baseline to Kermode. Kermode passes the top of the key to Jones. Over on the baseline to Taylor. Back out to the top of the key to Jones. Over on the other side to Dame. And now we got an over. Oh! Steal by Mallory Lugs. Up court to Heath. Heath lost control of it. Heath got a rebound and two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 26-22 is the score now. Lady Vikings up 4. Dane gets the ball to Taylor. Taylor over to Kermode, outside three-point line, up top to Keith Jones. Jones gives it over to Dame. Dame passes it to Taylor. Taylor tries to drive in the lane there. Lost control of it, but Jazz Ward's going to get called for a reach-in foul there. And, yeah, it was Jazz Ward. She got the foul, so it's going to be her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. That was a non-shooting foul, so Princeton's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. 6:46 left here, third quarter. They get it up top to Buford. Buford still dribbling the ball, passes over to Taylor. Taylor tries to drive in, decides not to, passes it back out to Dame. Dame to Taylor. Taylor hands it off to Buford. Buford goes around, passes it back out to Jones. Jones over to Taylor. Taylor back out to Jones again. Jones over to Kermode, backed out to Jones again. Over to Dame. Dame dribbling the ball, gives it top to Key to Taylor. Over on the other side to Jones, back out to Dame. Over to Jones. Jones drives in the paint there, back out to Taylor. Taylor decides just to come back out with it. They were trying to get a three-point shot off, and North Posey was playing tough defense on them. They couldn't take a shot. Dame passes it back out to Kermode. Over on the baseline to Taylor. Taylor takes a three-point shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Lugs. Good rebound by Lugs there. Lugs bringing the ball to the court on fast break. Passes over to Heath. Back over to Ward. Ward passes over to Bender. Decides not to take a shot. Bender. And Coach Cole calls a timeout for North Posey. It's going to be a full timeout by North Posey. 5:27 left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 26-22. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. 5:27 left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 26-22, very low scoring game in this matchup. North Posey started off with 19 points in the first quarter, then only scored 5 in the second quarter, but still led by 2 at the half at 24-22. Currently, they got a 4-point lead at 26-22. So Kylie Bender's going to inbound the ball for North Posey. On their side of the court, gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis handling the ball right now for North Posey. Lewis bounce pass to Ward. Oh, back to Lewis. Top the key to Heath. Heath over to Lewis. Lewis bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Ward pass passes it back out to Weatherholt. Bounce pass back to Ward again. And Ward's going to get, it's going to go off of Ward, off the hands of Ward, and it's going to be Princeton ball. So Princeton's going to get the ball back here. 5:03 left here, third quarter. Princeton gets the ball and bounce to Dame. Dame bringing the ball to court for the Lady Tigers. Being guarded by Kylie Bender. Dame passes to Kermode. Cross court to Jones over on the baseline to Buford. Buford passes it back out to Jones, top the key to Dame. Dame hands it off to Buford. Buford goes inside the paint, passes it back out to Taylor. Taylor decides to go inside the paint, passes it back out to Jones for a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath gets the ball to Lugs. Lugs looks up court to Weatherholt. Weatherholt bounce pass in the middle to Bender, back out to Ward. Ward takes a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Heath. Weatherholt gets the rebound back. North Posey gets the ball And we got a jump possession arrow. And Princeton got a hold of the ball. And Dane's bringing the ball up the court for Princeton. And she gets fouled going to the basket. That foul's going to be on Kylie Bender. That's going to be Bender's second personal foul, second team foul of the quarter for Norposi. Going the line for two free throw shots will be Nia Dame. Dame has 3 points in the game tonight. Takes her first free throw shot. It's up. It's good. 26-23 is your score now. Lady Vikings up by three. 4:05 left, third quarter. Dame takes the second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. She goes to go 2-for-2 at the line. 26-24 is the score now. Eddie Murphy's back in the game now for Kylie Bender. Each team just had one substitution. They've only had one player come off the bench on both sides tonight so far, so playing mostly starters. Heath bringing the ball to the court, gets it over to Lugs. They get across the 10-second line in time. Princeton's a very feisty team. They're quick, and Weatherholt goes inside the middle with it. It's good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 28-24. Weatherholt's got 10 points now, leading the way for Norposi. 3:38 left here, third quarter. Dame handling the ball right now for Princeton. Be guarded by Murphy. Dame passes it out to Jones, back to Dame. Dame lost control of it. Murphy got it to steal, and we got a possession arrow. And it's going to go to Norposi. So good defensive play there to knock the ball out of their hands by Lugs and Murphy to get a hold, to get in the middle there to get the possession arrow. So Heath gets the ball in bounds to Lugs. Down to 3:18 left here in the third quarter. Norposi leads 28-24. Lugs handling the ball right now for Norposi. Bounce pass to Weatherholt outside the three-point line. In the middle to Heath. Heath drives in the lane there, goes up with it, and she lays it in. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. And she's going to go line for the three-point play. And that foul is the number four, Ailey Taylor. That's her first personal foul, and that's the first team foul of the quarter. And Heath makes the free throw shot, and she gets the three-point play. So 31-24 is the score now. Norposi leads by seven. Dame handling the ball right now for Princeton. Pass it out to Commode. Over the top the key to Taylor. Taylor gives the ball to Buford. Buford hands it back off to Taylor. Taylor still dribbling it. Hands it off to Dame. Dame comes back out to the top of the key area. Over on the baseline to Commode. Commode throws across court to Jones. Back to Dame. Taylor thought about taking a three-point shot. Decided not to. Passed it outside the three-point line to Buford. Back to Jones. Jones gives it over to Taylor. Taylor takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Ailey Taylor gets a three-point basket. 31-27 is the score. We got a timeout here. It's just a 30-second timeout by Princeton. So 2 minutes and 17 seconds left here, third quarter. Norposi leads 31-27 over Princeton. Taylor now has 14 points in the game for Princeton. She's got the game high right now on both sides. But Norposi got Alyssa Heath and Ella Weatherholt both got 10 points now in the game. So it's good. Good to see Heath back the way her old Alyssa Heath way. So looking good so far here. Lady Vikings up by four. 2:17 left here, third quarter. And we're about to come back and play here. Norposi going to get the ball and have to go the full length of the court. Princeton's playing a full court press. They get it inbounds to Heath. And Heath just got called for traveling. So turnover there by Norposi. 2:11 left here in the quarter. Princeton's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. So Raven Jones going to inbound the ball for Princeton. She gets it up top to Taylor. Taylor passes over to Buford. Buford goes inside the paint, passes it back out to Jones. Jones takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Raven Jones, three-point basket. 31-30 now is the score. Norposey was up by seven. Now they're only up by one. Lewigs handling the ball for Norposey. Gets the ball to Heath. Heath goes up and gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go to line for two shots. And that foul is on number 15, Alexis Kermode. That's Kermode's third personal foul. And this is second team foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going to the line for two free throw shots will be Alyssa Heath. Takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Heath now has 11 points in the game now. 32-30 is her score now. Norposey leads by two. 1 minute, 49 seconds left here, third quarter. He takes the second free throw shot. Goes up. Rolls in. It's good. So she goes two for two there at the line. 33-30 is her score. The Vikings up by three. 1:45 left here, third quarter. Buford's got the ball, gives it out to Dame. Dame hands it off to Raven Jones. Jones looks up top baseline to Taylor, and Taylor gets pushed on the foul. I think it's going to be on Lewis. And that's on Mallory Lewis. That's her second personal foul. That's going to be the 13th foul of the quarter for Norposey. So Princeton's going to inbound the ball. Get back in the play here. Get the ball over to Taylor. Taylor drives the lane there. Passes it over to Buford. Back out to Jones. Jones gives the ball to Dame. Over to Taylor. Taylor takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Murphy. Murphy bringing the ball up the court for Norposey. And Norposey decided to call a timeout. He's calling a 30-second timeout. So 1 minute, 10 seconds left here, third quarter. Norposey leads 33-30. Lady Vikings, Coach Cole didn't like what he saw there, so he decided to call a timeout, kind of break the ice a little bit on Norposey. But Lady Vikings lead by three here. Kind of a crazy game tonight here. Very fast-paced game. And probably just settle them down a little bit because they're kind of getting out of control a little bit. But Lady Vikings playing pretty good tonight. Just got to maintain this pace and hopefully get out of here with a victory tonight. So we'll see what happens. So Norposey's going to inbound the ball. They're going to get the ball back here with a minute and 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. And something got thrown on the court there. It's like, and a couple people went out there to pick it up off the court. I don't know what it was, but we're back in the play here again. Heath gets the ball and bounced to Lewigs. Lewigs drives the lane there and gets fouled going to the basket. So I don't know who got the foul. Buford or Dame. That was on Jemiah Buford. That's her first personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Mallory Lewigs. Lewigs takes the first free throw shot. It's good. Lewigs now has 4 points in the game. 34-30 is the score now. Norposey leads by four. 1 minute, 2 seconds left here, third quarter. In the game now is Caitlin Seibert for Norposey, number 10. First appearance tonight. Lewigs takes the second free throw shot. It goes up. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Jemiah Buford. Lady Vikings up by four, 34-30. 57 seconds left here in the third quarter. Nia Dame handling the ball right now for Princeton. Dame, bounce pass to Jones. Jones takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath gets the ball to Lewigs. Lewigs bringing the ball up the court, and Lewigs got fouled. Trying to bring the ball up the court. And I think it's on number four, Taylor. That's on Ailey Taylor. That's her second personal foul. 14th foul of the quarter for Princeton. So Norposey's going to inbound the ball. Lewigs bringing the ball up the court for Norposey. Down to 36 seconds left here in third quarter. Lewigs gets the ball to Murphy. Murphy still handling the ball. In the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it. Rolls in. It's good. 2-point basket by Jazz Ward. 36-30 is your score. Norposey up by six. 19 seconds left here, third quarter. Nia Dame handling the ball right now for Princeton. Down to 13 seconds. 12, 11, 10, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3. Taylor's got the ball. Gives it over to Jones. Jones takes a long three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Into the third quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 36-30. We're going to step away for a moment. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 36-30 if you just joined us. Princeton's going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Looks like the position is in favor of Princeton. And that's where we'll start at. So, but North Posey up by six here at 36-30. They just got to play well for another 8 minutes. Princeton inbounds the ball. Nia Dame on the ball right now for Princeton. Dame gets the ball out to Taylor. Taylor takes a jump shot, rolls in, and she got fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for two. And that's on Mallory Lewis. That's her third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for two free throw shots will be Ellie Taylor. Taylor makes her first free throw shot. Taylor now has 15 points in the game. 36-31 is the score. Taylor gets ready to take her second free throw shot. It goes up and rolls in. It's good. So she makes both baskets. 36-32 is your score. Lugs ran the ball to court for North Posey. Ran right into her own player, but able to recover it. Holy Kershaw takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Raven Jones. Gets the ball to Dame. Dame recovers it from Princeton. Rebounded by Buford. Buford goes up with it, and she gets fouled, and she's going to go line for the three-point play. Jemiah Buford gets a two-point basket. That foul was number 14, Addie Murphy. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. Jemiah Buford goes to the line for the three-point play, and she missed it. Rebounded by Alexis Kermode. Dame drives the laner, passes it back out there. Buford. Taylor takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebound. Taylor took the shot. Taylor goes back up with it. Rolls out. No good. Kermode takes a shot, and it goes out of bounds off of Princeton. It's going to be North Posey ball. Oh, and they said it's going to be Princeton ball. So Princeton's going to get the ball back here on this play. They had a discussion, the referees did. And they're going to get the ball. So 36-34 is the score now. We're Posey up by two. 7:05 left in the game. Nia Dame gets the ball over to Buford. Buford passes it to Jones. Jones passes out to the commode outside, way outside. Over to Jones, back to Taylor. Taylor gets the ball to Dame. Nia Dame, bounce pass in the middle to Jones, back out to Taylor. Taylor takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Kermode. Over to Dame. Back out to Kermode. Cross court to Jones. atop the key to Taylor. Taylor tries to drive in, passes it out to Kermode, over to Buford. And Buford just got fouled by Heath or Ward. I'm not sure which one. That was on Ward. That's her third personal foul. That's the third team foul of the quarter for Norposi. So they racked up three quick fouls here in the minute and a half. So Jones gets the ball up court to Taylor. Taylor passes it out to Dame. Dame over to Jones. Jones gives the ball to Taylor. Taylor throws it over to Kermode. Back to Taylor. 6:10 left here in the game. Lady Vikings got a 2-point lead, 36-34. Over to Buford. And Norposi almost got the ball stolen, but Princeton was able to recover it back. Taylor gives it over to Jones. They're just kind of going back, kind of passing around. Nothing really happening yet. 5 minutes, 50 seconds left there in the game. Still nothing going on. Still holding the ball right now, Princeton is. Down to 5:30 left here. This one you want a possession there. This one, and they get the ball in the middle of the Kermode. Kermode tries to make the basket, rebounded by Ward. Norposi bringing the ball up the court right now. Lewis handling it. Bounce pass in the middle there to Ward. Ward makes it up the glass. Good! 2-point basket by Jazz Ward. 38-34. Norposi leads by four. 5:09 left here in the fourth quarter. Taylor bringing the ball up the court for Princeton. Being guarded by Lewis. Luke's bounce past the door to get over to Buford. And Taylor just throws herself up in the air and gets fouled. And that's going to be on Bender, I think. That's on Kylie Bender. That's her third personal foul. 14th foul of the quarter for Norposi. One line for two free throw shots will be Nia Dame. Dame's 2-for-2 tonight at the free throw line. The first shot goes up, and it's no good. score. Dane getting ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath handling the ball. Pass gets across 10-second line to Bender. Bender bringing the ball to court. Gives it over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt makes up the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by L.O. Weatherholt. 40-34. Norposi up by 6. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left here in this game. Raven Jones gives the ball to Taylor. Taylor, got to watch the elbow. Gives it out to Jones. Jones takes 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Raven Jones. 40-37 is the score. We got a full timeout by Princeton. 4:28 left here, fourth quarter. Norposi leads 40-37 over Princeton. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight from Norposi Gymnasium between the Norposi Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. 4 minutes, 28 seconds left here. Fourth quarter, Norposi has a 3-point lead at 40-37. Good to come back in the play here. Norposi will have the ball. We come back in the play. Princeton in a full court press. Norposi got to get the ball inbounds first. That's the key, first key thing. In the middle, they get the ball inbounds to Lugs. Lugs bring the ball to court. Gets the ball to Bender. Bender gets across the timeline. Bender hands it off to Lugs. 4:15 left here in the game. Lewis drives in the lane there, lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 42-37. Vikings up by five. That's over to Taylor. Taylor takes a three-point shot off the rim. Rolls out. Fouled by... Oh, wow. That was a rough foul there. Wow. That was on 24 Buford. The second personal foul. That's a ruthless foul there. Wow. That was her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter. Get it inbounds to Bender. Gets across the 10-second line. Hands it off to Lewis. 3:45 left here in the game. Lewis takes a jump shot. It's up. It's good. Two-point basket. Mallory Lewis. 44-37. Lady Vikings up by seven. Taylor goes up with it. Gives it out to Dame. Dame passes it over to Kermode. Over to Jones. Jones takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Raven Jones. 44-40 is your score now. We got another timeout. Full timeout by Princeton. 3 minutes, 24 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. North Posey leads 44-40. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. 3 minutes, 24 seconds left here in this matchup. Lady Vikings have a four-point lead at 44-40. Every time North Posey pulls away, they had a seven-point lead there at 44-37. Raven Jones has nailed 2 3-point baskets for Princeton to keep them alive in this matchup. So she's been tough behind the 3-point line for them. North Posey going to inbound the ball, have to go full length of the court. They got to get the ball inbounds first. They get it inbounds to Lewis. Lewis bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Gets across around everybody. Bounce pass over to Ward. Ward back to Lewis. Lewis holding the ball right now. Down to 3:12 on the game clock. North Posey up by four, 44-40. Gets the ball to Heath. Heath back to Lewis. Pass it over to Ward. Ward goes inside the paint with it. Goes up with it. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 46-40. North Posey leads by six. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left here in the game. Nia Dame gets the ball to Jones. Jones passes it to Kermode, over to Taylor. Taylor passes it back out to Jones. Back out to Taylor. Taylor gets the ball to Jones again. Jones is going to try to take a three-point shot and decide not to. Gets it out to Dame. Dame over to Taylor. 2:23 left on the game clock now. Taylor being guarded by Lewis. Taylor goes up with it, rolls in, it's good. Two-point basket by Ailey Taylor. 46-42 is your score. Lady Vikings up by four. Lewis bring the ball to court for North Posey. Lewis lost control of the ball. Nia Dame's got the ball right now, bringing the ball to court. And she got called for offensive foul. Good move there by Kylie Bender. That would be Dame's first personal foul. She threw an elbow in there and got a call for the offensive call on that. So North Posey's got to inbound the ball, go the full length of the court. They get it inbounds to Heath. Heath gets the ball to Bender. Bender bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. She gets across the 10-second line. Passes it back to Lewis. Down to 1:45 left here in the game clock. Lady Vikings up by four, 46-42. Bender on the ball, gives it out to Weatherholt. Weatherholt. Bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up again, and she gets fouled, and she's going to go line for two. And that foul is number five, Raven Jones. That's her second personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going the line for two free throw shots will be Jazz Ward. Ward and Weatherhill have good game, great games tonight. Ward takes her first free throw shot. Is no good. They got to hit those. 1 minute, 32 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Lady Vikings have a 46-42 lead. Ward going to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Buford. And Buford. And we got a jump ball. And the jump ball arrow goes to North Posey. So the Lady Vikings going to get the ball back. Ward missed both free throws. But the Lady Vikings do get the ball back. Or to Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Lewis. Bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it. Rebounded by Bender. Bender gets fouled, and she's going to go line for two. That foul was on Nia Dame. That's her second personal foul. 14 foul the quarter for Princeton. Going line for two free throw shots will be Kylie Bender. Bender takes her first free throw shot. It's good. That is Bender's first point of the game. I didn't even notice that this till now. 47-42 is your score. Bender's been playing all over the place on the defensive side tonight. Bender takes a second free throw shot, rolls out, no good. And it didn't hit the rim, so the referee just said it's going to be Princeton ball. So 47-42, North Posey leads by five. So, 1 minute, 20 seconds left there in the game. Get the ball up the court to Kermode. Kermode over to Taylor. Taylor being guarded by Lugs. Pass the door to the baseline to Dame. Dame missed the rebound. Missed it. Recovered by Ward. Ward gets the ball to Heath. Heath hands it off to Lewis. Lewis bringing the ball to court for North Posey. And that's going to be out of bounds off of Princeton. It's going to be North Posey ball here with 56.6 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. The Vikings have a 5-point lead. They got to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Get it inbounds. Get it over to Ward. Ward almost lost it. Lube's able to recover it. Bender takes a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Kylie Bender. 50-42. North Posey leads by 8. 43 seconds left here in this game. Dame gives the ball to Jones. Jones almost took a 3-point basket. Decided to give it out to Taylor. Taylor passes it over to Kermode. Back out to Jones. 30 seconds left in the game. Taylor goes up with it. Tries to lay it up. Gets her own rebound, and we got a possession arrow. No, they got a call foul, I think. And that's going to be a foul on Alyssa Heath. That's only her first personal foul tonight, and that's a 15 foul. So Princeton's going to go to line for two free throw shots. So Allie Taylor's going to go to line for two free throw shots here. With 24 seconds left. Allie Taylor's going line for two free throw shots here. 24 seconds left. 50-42. North Posey leads by 8. Taylor takes the first free throw shot. It's up. It's good. 50-43 now. North Posey leads by 7. It's 3 possessions. Taylor gets ready to take her second free throw shot. It goes up. And it's off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Lugs bring the ball to court for North Posey. Lugs gets around two defenders there. It's real good. In the middle there to Murphy. Murphy goes up with it. Wide open, but missed it, but got her own rebound there. North Posey's going to hold the ball. 8 seconds, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we got a possession arrow. It's going to be Princeton ball here with 1.1 seconds left. 1.1 seconds left, 50-43. And that is the game. Final score, North Posey wins by the final of 50-43. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nick's Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nick's Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Final score, North Posey wins 50-43 over Princeton. North Posey improves their season record to 12 wins and 6 losses on the year. Princeton falls to 6 wins and 12 losses on their season. This is also the most wins by a North Posey team since I've been I also write for the Posey County News, and this is the most wins by a North Posey girls basketball team since I've been writing for the news. So congratulations to the Lady Vikings for continuing to put more wins, and they're now got the 12 wins now in the season. So congratulations to them on that. Breakdown by quarters. North Posey won the first quarter 19-11. Then Princeton, after North Posey took a 19-11 lead, Princeton came back, answered back with 8 straight points. Actually, Ellie Taylor came back with 8 straight points for Princeton to tie the game up at 19-19. North Posey finished up the second quarter with a 24-22 lead, but were outscored 11-5 in that second quarter, but still led by two at the half at 24-22. Mariposa won the third quarter 12-8 to extend their lead out to 36-30 after three quarters of play. Lady Vikings had a tough fight there in the fourth quarter, but outscored Princeton 14-13 in the fourth quarter to win this game by 7 points at 50-43. So that's what happened tonight in tonight's game between Mariposa and Princeton. Individual scoring tonight, leading the way for Princeton with a game high of 19 points was Ailey Taylor. She had three three-point baskets in the game for the Lady Tigers. Raven Jones had 15 points. Nia Dame had 5 points, and Jemiah Buford had four. So they only had four players score all their 43 points tonight, but they were led by Ailey Taylor with 19 points. She had a great game for them. For Mariposa, they had three players in double digits tonight. Very, very good balanced scoring by them. They were led by Jazz Ward with 14 points. Ella Weatherholt had 12 points. Both Ward and Weatherholt had great games tonight. Alyssa Heath bounced back. She had 12 points tonight. Great game for her. Mallory Lewis came through there at the end. She scored all her points in the two big baskets there in the fourth quarter for Mariposa to help them, but she finished with 8 points tonight. And Kylie Bender scored all four of her points here in the fourth quarter, and that's what she had, 4 points tonight for them, for the Lady Vikings. Free throws tonight, Princeton ended up going 6-for-10 from the free throw line, while Mariposa was 8-for-14 from the free throw line. So good win tonight, scary win tonight, but very fast-paced game, but a win's a win, and you take it. So, but congratulations to Mariposa getting their 12th win of the season. They will play again this Thursday night when they play here at home against Tecumseh. So congratulations. Final score again, Mariposa wins 50-43 over Princeton. We're going off the air. Thanks for listening to us tonight, and have a great evening.
You've been listening to Mariposa Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and MariposaRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.